Hi, folks, and thank you for listening to this SearchSAP.com podcast. I'm Courtney Bjorlin, the editor on the site. Sapphire's always the biggest SAP event of the year, but this year's Sapphire Conference promises to be especially exciting. Renamed Sapphire Now, SAP's holding its European and U.S. conferences simultaneously in an effort to bring together customers on both sides of the Atlantic. With two new CEOs at the helm, customers are eager to see what the new SAP has in store for them. Will there be any blockbuster announcements? Will the conference better illuminate SAP's new strategy and give customers a better sense of where their vendor is taking them? To help answer some of these questions and help get you better prepared for Sapphire 2010, today we're talking with Ray Wang. Ray is a partner at San Mateo-based Altimeter Group and one of the best-known authorities on SAP. Ray will give us a sense of what he thinks SAP will focus on this year, what sessions not to miss, and tips for making the most out of Sapphire Now 2010. Ray, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Courtney. Thanks a lot.
So what can we look for SAP to focus on at Sapphire this year, and do you think there'll be any blockbuster announcements?
I think this is going to be a Sapphire where you're going to hear the word innovation. That's going to be the word, just like we heard clear last year, innovation is going to be the big buzzword. And we see a lot of focus on where SAP is highlighting where innovation is going to be, Innovation 2010. You hear about all the things that people can do now and take advantage of that innovation. And I think that's going to be one of the big drivers in the theme. So how does that translate to what people can do to upgrade? What does that do to translate where people can use more business intelligence and analytics and reporting? And then, you know, I think there are a few blockbuster announcements that could be held back. Let's see if they do it. And then the other thing that there will be is talking a lot about is business by design and how it's ready to go and where people are starting to use it. So I think those are probably the three things, similar to previous years, but a lot of focus on SME, a lot of focus on innovation, and then, of course, highlighting some of the partnerships that they'll come about.
Also, we've heard that SAP is holding its European conference and its U.S. conference simultaneously this year. What's the deal with this? Are there any benefits or drawbacks for customers to this approach? And should they take advantage of anything that SAP will be providing here?
I think that the keynotes, given the time zone differences, are going to happen in the afternoons, the major ones, like when Vishal is up and when Bill and Jim are going to be up. Those are going to be the ones that are going to happen in the afternoon. And I think the benefits behind that is really for European travelers who couldn't make it out to Orlando, there's some travel savings, and there's also some more European-specific topics that they can get to. The drawbacks really are more on the SAP side. They've got to staff up for two events, and that's pretty tough to do at the same time because from a logistics perspective, you know, they've got to have all their people in the right places, and you know, while they can attract more of their customers to the event, what happens is it's a little bit tougher for them. So I think really the disadvantages are on their end, and I think customers can at least take advantage of, you know, being able to have access to an event that's much more local to them. The other thing that's interesting about this is on the simulcast is that, you know, the big announcements are going to happen in the afternoon in Europe and the big announcements are going to happen in the morning in the U.S. The question is really what's happening in the discussion in the blog sphere. So I think that's going to be interesting to watch the Twitter sphere and the blog sphere because they're going to have 24-hour coverage as people hear different things, learn from each other. And I think that's the thing that I'm going to be most interested in following is what's happening there.
Aside from the simulcast, is there anything different about this year's conference versus previous years?
Nothing that I can see directly, but you know, one of the interesting things is really that you're seeing a broader focus about you know who SAP is. We're seeing you know really the transformation of SAP, where they're being a lot more inquisitive about what customers are looking for. You're seeing a lot more action in that direction. So I think what you'll see is a lot more outreach from not only the sales and account professionals for their customers, but also on the executives in terms of reaching out to people. So I think that's the one thing that people will probably feel more, as well as on the U.S. side, you'll see a lot of active participation by ASUG in terms of their members, in terms of their ability to participate in some of the discussions around functionality and future direction.
And what are this year's hottest topics, Ray, and what are some can't-miss educational sessions you'd recommend to our listeners?
Well, I am really looking forward to seeing Colin Powell and Richard Branson, Sir Richard Branson, speak. They are both wonderful speakers, and I think they're both doing keynotes. And I think Colin Powell is talking about leadership, and I think innovation is being delivered by Branson, and that's going to be one of the things that's really important. There are some social CRM things that are going to be. I think there's a social CRM panel that's a can't miss panel that's going to be occurring at Sapphire. That's definitely worth looking for. There are BYD demos that are going to be there, so I think it's very important for people to check out Business by Design where they can. And the other thing that I'm really looking for is the theater that they typically have, where you actually have small room demos, small sessions, and the opportunity to interact with the product solution folks so you can actually ask them the questions about what works, what doesn't work, and how are their solutions being used.
We've heard, too, that for folks who aren't available to travel to either conference, SAP is making all the sessions and keynotes available in real time this year. So that should be something people should take advantage of, too, right?
Definitely. Definitely. If you're not going to be there, get online, participate, get onto the Twitter handle. I believe it's Sapphire Now is the hashtag. So definitely follow that, and you'll definitely see some great discussions among all the attendees as well as the media and the analysts that are covering this.
Great, Ray. Any last bits of advice for us?
It's Orlando, so prepare for rain, bring an umbrella, and definitely go in there with an attitude of just trying to try things and ask people lots of questions, because I think this is a year where a lot of people are going to be thinking about, you know, what do they need to do next, and what do they want to do with their SAP investment, so ask around.
Great. Thanks, Ray, as always, for your time and expertise.
Hey, thanks a lot, Courtney.
Thank you for listening to this SearchSAP.com podcast. Please continue to turn to SearchSAP.com for all your SAP needs.